again out of the 8th chapter of Psalms. I'll pick up reading at the 3rd verse again for your consideration. The Bible says, "When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Supporting scripture this morning, Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a subject this morning. Don't be ashamed to use your power. Don't be ashamed to use your power. If it had not been for Jesus. Y'all must couldn't get that right. Hallelujah. If I wasn't such a nice guy, I'd make you sing again. Hallelujah. You done rest all week long. We had visiting choirs this week. But I love you anyhow. One thing I've learned is if it's sincere from here, they got to know it, whether I like it or not. If they sincere from here, then God is pleased. So many times we get caught up in what somebody else thinking. We let them steal our joy. I didn't come to steal nobody's joy. I just come to encourage you and let you know that when we work for God, we got to give God our all in all. If it had not been for Jesus, we ought to act like we're doing something for the Lord this morning. If it had not been for the Lord, none of us would be in the house this morning. And if the truth be told, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us need a closer walk with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come to share with you this morning, don't be ashamed to use your power. God has given all of us power. Many of us don't realize the power that we have because we allow the enemy to rob us and to cloud our way of thinking. And sometimes, even though we're doing all that we know how to do or think that we're doing all that we know how to do, it just don't seem to be enough. But I'm thankful to serve a God this morning that will allow us to come into this place at this particular given time. And one thing I do realize is that we are blessed by a mighty God. God has blessed us and allowed us to come back together in worship after another spirit-filled, anointed revival. A revival where we witnessed souls coming back to Christ and where people were being strengthened to stay in the race, where those that felt like they were about ready to give up got a mind this morning to say, "I'm going on and see what the end is going to be." It was a word of encouragement for some of those that were going through some things and they needed some bonds broken. They needed to be delivered. Every now and then, even though it looked like everything is going all right on the outside, how many of you know that on the inside you got some issues and some situations going on? Even in the conference of our very home, on the outside the house look all right, but if you step inside the door, you'll find that the house may be in a turmoil. But one thing about God is able. God is able to take us from where we are and put us where we need to be. And I believe this morning that every message that came to us was sent by God and it was intended for a particular purpose. I pray that we pray one for another and that we hold on to what we got from the Word of God. You know, when you need something for God, all you got to do is ask Him for it. And when you ask God for it, God has a way of coming in and giving you just what you need. It will spring forth to remind us of what God will and have done for us. We can say with gratitude this morning, look where He brought us from. Every member in here, we ought to be able to say that with enthusiasm and with a lot of joy in our heart and with a lot of appreciation to a God that brought us from nowhere and brought us into this great place of worship. When we think about the days what we didn't have and look what God has given us now. Look where He brought us from. And a lot of us didn't have to do a lot of the laboring. We didn't have to do a whole lot of the work. We just sort of been blessed to inherit the blessings from the hard work of other people. I thank God. I thank God for our ancestors and for those that walked these floors before us. Those that stood up and held up the bloodstained banner. Those that believed that some way, somehow, we are going to make it. And I thank God that we are yet still making it. God has brought us a mighty long way. And I believe that we are a blessed people this morning. Despite the circumstances or whatever you might be going through, every one of us got something to be thankful for. I thank God for you, the members of this great church, for your support of our revival, your warmth and your kindness and the way that you treated our guests. I want you to know that I appreciate that because we got to know how to treat folks. We got to have the right spirit in the household of faith. When you come into the house of God, if you bring too much mess from the outside and if you hold on to it, somebody will pick that up in their spirit. So you got to come into the house of God with the right spirit. We may not be perfect, but we do know God loves us and is a merciful God and is looking over us even right now. How many of you know that the devil don't like it because we were blessed like that last week? Every step you made forward, the devil tried to make you knock you two or three steps backwards. Some of you got a lot of joy this week. Some of you got some things that happened in your life this week that made you realize that I'm still a child of God. I'm still going to make this journey. Anybody in here decided I'm not going to give up. I don't care what I'm going through. What has to happen now is that now that it's all said and done, we have to make sure that we follow through on the Word of God. We can't let that Word of God come in and get right back out of us. We can't come in and shout on Monday and Tuesday night, and then when we get back to Thursday and Friday, we done forgot what we got Monday and Tuesday. That Word that we got on last week should still be a part of us even on today. That enthusiasm that we had on Thursday night, we should have been still full of fire when we came into the house of God this morning. When we ask the question, will thou not revive us again? We ought to be able to say, yes, God revived us. Anybody in here been revived? Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to understand this morning that we got to keep our guards up because the enemy is out there to tear it down. The Word of God say the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief, the enemy, the devil, the adversary, whatever you want to call him. If he's against God, if he's against good, then he is no good. The thief cometh, but to steal. He want to steal that joy that you got last week. He want to kill that mindset that you got that I'm going to do a little bit better. The devil want to kill that thought right now. The devil want to destroy everything that you decided that you were going to do for the Lord. Every walk that you made toward God, the devil want to destroy you this morning. But how many of you are ready to fight against the devil? How many of you are ready to tell the devil, get thee behind me, Satan? How many of you can say the devil is a lie this morning? But this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world is not going to take it away. The devil is alive this morning. The children of God can lift up holy hands to the Lord our God. We can tell God, thank you for another day's journey. All we got to do is have faith and trust in the power of God. with the church service that we had last week, I know that the enemy is on his job. But you better be watchful of the tricks of the devil. And remember that when we serve God, that we have the power. And God has all power. God has power over the enemy. We serve a holy and a just God that controls all things. The Bible declares that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over the cattle and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, David said that everything living ought to praise the Lord. Anybody got any praise in here this morning? Anybody got any praise on this another Lord's day? But this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible said we will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody glad to be in the house one more time? Anybody glad to know that you are a child of the Almighty God? Anybody glad to know that you're in the hand of a God that is able to keep you, that is able to carry you? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Every now and again, we ought to be able to tell God, thank you. We are God's special creation. And God entrusted us to have power and dominion over all other living creations. David had a deep trust in God from his youth and grew to be Israel's most famous king. He loved music. He loved praising God. He loved to look up to the heavens and know that God was a mighty good God. David, the one that we love to say, that said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But on this particular situation in the 8th Psalms, David begins to think and to look at the glory of God. David says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. David realized, when I look at the heavens, I see the majesty of God. When I look at the trees, when I look at the flowers, I see God. When I look at people, I see God. When I look at the birds flying through the air, I see God. When I get an opportunity to go out to the ocean and I see water for as far as I can see, oh, what an awesome God. When you think about the fact that all of the people that God has created and God took time out to create us. Some of us don't believe in the power of God. But the Bible says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. And thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider, David said, when I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. But David realized that when I look up into the heavens and I see the star that you set just in their particular place, when I see the sun, the moon, and the stars, I see God. But when I look at these things, I realize that you are an awesome God. But then, God, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visiteth him? In other words, what is man that thou take time out not only to create me, but now you take care of me? You walk with me. You talk with me. You everywhere that I go. What is man that you have so much love for me, even though I fail, you still love me. Even though I don't do everything right, you still love me. What is man that I realize that God took the time out to stop by my bedroom and wake me up this morning, starting me on another day's journey? And I come to tell my God, thank you. Because God created man to have dominion over all things. And I want to know this morning, do you realize that God made you just a little lower than the angels? God made you a special creation. He gave you glory and he gave you honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over all the works of thy hand. The said he put everything under his feet. We got to understand and we trust the power of God, that God will make a way out of no way. We got to realize that David loved to praise the Lord our God. When the praises of God go up, they tell me that the blessings will come down. I thank God this morning that we are God's special creation, and the Lord God has made a way out of no way. I stopped by to ask somebody, do you know this morning that you have power? And that power comes from on high. The Bible said that Paul realized that I got power, but the power got to come from God. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. I come to tell somebody that if you are a believer this morning, then you ought to have power in God. For God will give you that power. And when you get the power from on high, I stop by to tell you, don't be ashamed of the gospel of God. Don't be ashamed to use your power. God gave you power to get up this morning. God gave you power to open up your mouth and to speak some things into existence. Did not the man of God tell you just on the other night that he didn't have to lay hands on you? All you got to do is take your own hand, because God has given you power. And with that power, you can anoint yourself. With that power, you can pray for yourself. I stop by to tell you that there's power in the word of God. All you got to do is praise him. All you got to do is lift him up. When you come into God's house, you ought to be mindful to have power and to have praise on your lips. My God, I will praise you in the morning. I'll praise you in the evening. I'll praise you in the midnight hour. I stop by to tell you, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. In this house, we had a hallelujah good time. Everything went along just fine. But it depends on whose house you're in. If you get weak, if you get sick along the way, all you got to do when you get sick in your body and you can't find healing, get you some spit, some dirt, and a pool, and wash yourself. Because all you got to do is know that if you move on to higher heights, you can go from one church to another church. But be on the lookout, because there's some church crooks somewhere in the midst. I stop by to tell you that Jesus will fight your battle. Throw your hands up and pray the Lord thy God. Remember what he's already done. But you better tell somebody, I don't think I come this far to turn around. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to do what God said to do. I'm going to have some good days and some bad days. And when I get down and out, don't give up on me. Just know this, that it's not over yet. It's not over until God says it's over. And one last thing. I'm glad that I'm in the hand of God. And if God needs to straighten some things out, all he got to do, he is the potter. He got the clay. He'll put you in his hand. The preacher man said, if he get it wrong the first time, he'll slam it down and work it up again. I want to know, don't be ashamed to use your power. God has given all of us power from on high. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to use that power. God is a good God this morning. God sent us a revival. And somebody ought to feel revived this morning. Somebody ought to feel encouraged this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm glad
I'm glad that I'm in God's hand. And the Bible says, as long as I'm in his hand, no man can pluck me out. You can call me anything you want to. Hallelujah. But you can't pluck me out. You can say I don't have nothing, but you can't count me out. Because it's not over. I'm still a work in progress. And the Lord is doing great things. Deep down on the inside, every now and again, I feel like praising him. Anybody come to praise him? Say yeah. Yes, sir. Woo! Thank you, God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you be ashamed this morning to use your power. When that enemy start attacking your family, use your power. Stand up against that devil. Say, I'm a child of the Almighty God. And the devil is a lie this morning. I'm going to stand and I'm going to move forward. I'm going to see what the end is going to be. For I heard him say that if I just continue on, the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but him that endureth until the end.